your life.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go, hmm.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for helping me rock the health world and the transition to GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, listening through there, TalkStreamLive.com, all over the planet on the telephone. We got it going on, and I appreciate you being with me. This is a very important hour because I'm going to reveal to you some secrets to immune deficiency, reversing cancer, even AIDS, that the government certainly doesn't want you to know about because it's been purchased by Big Pharma, and they love drug slaves. And no drug slaves allowed in this audience. Unless you're transitioning out of drug slavery, then you're welcome. This is what we're going to do here. Get you back to the reality that it is whole food nutrition. It is food as it has been grown on planet Earth since there's been a planet Earth. And the genetic modification via man is something that is quite an abomination, and it's creating scenarios including infertility. That's right. We've got what to look forward to. Are you feeding your kids canola oil, rapeseed oil? Are you feeding your kids genetically modified corn, soybeans? These kinds of things, these genetic modifications and so many of the foodstuffs creating potentials for infertility. We will not be able to reproduce as a species if it's by design, if it's by accident. In either case, there is no excuse. The arrogance of man or the ignorance of man, wherever it's coming from, it doesn't have to be your arrogance or your ignorance. You can make the choice. And I was talking to my wife, you know, I mentioned a last hour about kids in government indoctrination centers, public schools. How long will it be till they indoctrinate your children so thoroughly and take away the nutrition so completely through government subsidies that they'll become like the Hitler youth and they'll turn in their own parents simply for feeding them a whole organic unprocessed foods and taking care of ADHD with a change in diet instead of Ritalin. Instead of harder drugs, SSRI psychiatric medications. Have you guys seen Generation RX yet? The Kevin Miller film. And of course, we've got a preview House of Numbers, which we're going to be doing a special screening at the Health Freedom Expo. I've got Cheryl Lindsay and Steve Nagel, the Nagel family, featured in House of Numbers. They're going to be there at the Health Freedom Expo. Liam Sheff will be a guest with me this hour. We'll be also helping me with the panel discussion afterwards. You get to Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, June 4th, 5th, and 6th, and you be there. Go to healthfreedomexpo.com, or you can link through at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show this hour, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's right, your children being raised by big government, by big pharma. Are they going to turn you moms and dads in for not meeting every ailment, every symptom with an FDA-approved pharmaceutical drug or a vaccine for which there is no deficiency disease? That is a religion. It's a cult-like belief in science, or as Liam Sheff will talk about, scientism, this cult-like belief in science, even if it's junk. And we have to talk about that. And last hour we finished after talking with my good friend Scott Kennedy at Pharmacy Super C Veg. And by the way, you definitely want to get a hold of the Super C Veg. It is the sustenance that starts it all. And you can go to superseaveg.com, and I've got that linked up at the blog, or call them at 800-893-8344. But when you check out, put in the code FREESHIP, FREESHIP, for free shipping, and you'll get free shipping on your order. Again, also thanks to Sovereign Silver, thanks to Nordic Naturals, Thanks to Hemp USA. Thanks to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, where I get my whole food nutrients as well, in the guise of the whole food selenium, the whole food chromium, that those of us that are so severely deficient, we've got some major correction that we need to have happen, and the destruction of the gut ecology, which is another seat of the immune system that's very critical. We've got to replenish the good guys down there that are destroyed by vaccines and antibiotics and pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you name it. The additives of man, the colorings of man. And big government probably disrupts the gut ecology as well, the way they're growing into everything in your children. So the probiotics 12 plus, critical, critical to correct the imbalance. And you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. You give them a call, get what you need. Also, I've got a great email question I want to get to. This came in this week. What can I give a one-month-old infant to boost his immune system in addition to breast milk? My daughter wants to avoid immunizations, and we are investigating alternatives and supplements. Okay, this is a great question, although I would say there's not a whole heck of a lot you need to do if you're eating well as mom and dad, and if you're feeding your children the breast milk of creation. And, of course, there's silver in breast milk, which is a normal immune modulator and a good benefit. I have done for my own children the silver hydrosol that I've used when necessary. Also, you can get a hold of good quality colostrum, which is the first milk, is very good for the immune system. But making sure, you know, you realize in a healthy mom feeding a healthy baby, they're protected by your own immune system for at least the first couple of months, extending out from there as well. And this is when they're assaulted the most by Big Pharma and the vaccinations. So I'm with you and your daughter here wanting to avoid these vaccines. And if you feel like you need to, there are something called homeopathic nozodes. Homeopathic nozodes. Now, many people are not aware of this. They're actually taken either from vaccine or vaccine material or killed pathogens, and you can convert them into homeopathic form via serial dilution and succussion. I'm not telling you to go home and do that. Just listen. This is information. This is education. This is the First Amendment for all that it's worth on organic whole food nutrition. And these nozodes can be used to sensitize you toward any ailment or disease for which you want. I'm not even saying that they're necessary. Have I used them? Yes. And especially if there's an outbreak of anything, I think it's most appropriate then. But there's not a whole heck of a lot you really need to do with a healthy baby eating healthy breast milk. You know, I remember when my little girl had a little pink eye. She was a few months old. And I just dropped some silver hydrosol into her eye. It took about a day and a half, and it was done. Done. Whereas the doctor goes, oh, you got to put an ointment in there, an antibiotic ointment. 3 weeks later, parents are saying, my kid's still got the pink eye. There are solutions in nature for everything that man has corrupted and screwed up. But you have to tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show sometimes to find these things. By the way, if you'd like to be a part of the show this hour, the number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And in the spirit of freedom, in the spirit of liberty, my dear friend Jonathan Emore joins me again, part two of our discussion today. He has helped to file with the United States Citizens Association against the Obama administration, Timothy Geithner, and everybody, this mandate of medical, drug, pharmaceutical insurance mandate called Obamacare. And we were covering the issue. You're going to have to listen to the podcast if you missed last hour. I'll link to it at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. But I wanted to find out, Jonathan, also, we had a nasty, nasty thing Henry Waxman did to the health finance reform bill, I should say. And I want to get an update, if you have an update on that, Jonathan.
Well, there is an update on it. As you know, the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Bill, H.R. 4173, passed the House December 10th, 2009, and went to the Senate. And debate has occurred in the Senate, and the Senate has, in fact, adopted a bill. They adopted a new bill that embodies much of what was in the House bill. And that bill is S-3217, and it passed the Senate on May the 20th, 2010. And now it goes to conference committee to determine between the House and the Senate what provisions will be kept and what provisions will be chucked. So the House bill that was passed included Waxman's language. The Senate bill that was passed, I'm just looking at it today, I could not find in it the Waxman language.
I've heard rumor that it may
ultimately
have
the Waxman language would be determined in the conference committee, because the two bills are different, and they have to reconcile the two bills. The bill that comes out of the conference committee recommended to both the House and the Senate will be the one we have to watch, because that one, if it contains the Waxman language, is really going to be a great threat to not just the supplement industry, but really to all manner of business in the United States.
Yeah, I've heard that the Senate form, like you said, probably did not have the Waxman provision in, but now under conference or committee here to reconcile, how can we or what can we do to let them know that we don't want the Waxman provision in that?
Well, the Senate bill is called Restoring American Financial Stability Act of 2010. You need to tell the senators, it's generically been referred to as the Wall Street Reform Bill, you need to tell your senators and your congressmen that you're dead set against the Waxman provision, the Waxman amendment on the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, because you don't want to give that power to the FTC to expand its jurisdiction and destroy entire industries in this country. And it's not germane, as the language is in the conference committee, it's not germane to the principal bill. It's just added on a gratuitous surplus language.
Right.
The whole bill is a mess and is absolutely unnecessary and disastrous, because it's going to create large bureaucratic agencies and expand existing bureaucracies over the financial industry.
Yes.
But in our particular concern about supplements and the right of people to have access to them,
Jonathan,
there's no question but that the
stand by. Can
bill
you,
is a threat.
Can you stay with me for a few more minutes, Jonathan?
Sure.
Okay, we've got a lot more to do. Listen to my sponsor's messages after this, and we'll be back also with Liam Sheff. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Due to the recent devastation that occurred in Haiti, Nordic Naturals has a plan to support Haiti disaster relief through an immediate donation to the American Red Cross and a promotional effort that will deliver funds for the community-focused, long-term sustainable reconstruction initiative of Haiti. Working with the nonprofit organization Architecture for Humanity, Nordic Naturals has launched a special campaign, Open Your Heart to Haiti, whereby consumers purchasing product will be contributing to the fund. During the month of February, Nordic Naturals will contribute 1% of sales to Architecture for Humanity from their best-selling product, Ultimate Omega, in all sizes of liquid and soft gels. Architecture for Humanity is a registered nonprofit design services firm founded to promote architectural and design solutions to global, social, and humanitarian crises. Nordic Naturals has built a strong reputation in the omega fatty acid category by delivering exceptional purity, freshness, taste, and demonstrating environmental responsibility. To learn more, visit NordicNaturals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners, receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world, the secret cause of immune deficiency. We're going to have Liam Sheff up in just a couple of minutes here. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You want to tell your friends to listen by phone? They can do that. If they have an iPhone, there's an app. Also, you can call in and listen online by phone, 760-569-7715, 760-569-7715. Jonathan Emore joins me just a couple of more minutes here. Jonathan, you've got a major event we're going to both be at, the Health Freedom Expo, Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, June 4th, 5th, and 6th. You're going to be lecturing there?
Yes, sir.
What's your subject?
Government censorship of health information, 2 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. Saturday in Utopia Room B at the Renaissance Schaumburg Hotel and Convention Center at the Health Freedom Expo.
Well, you want the intensity of the facts and the truth and the real history of America and law. Jonathan's the guy, and you're going to love it. You're going to be there, and we'll be there together doing some things as well. I'm looking forward to it. And they can get your books. You can sign books for them right on the spot.
That's true.
And those that can't make it, how do they get a hold of your book, The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information?
They can go to Amazon.com and just type in my name, Jonathan Emord, or the names of those books, and order them directly.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it. One more thing I want you to let my listeners know. The United States Citizens Association is the named plaintiff, along with some of our friends here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How do people become part of that, and why would they want to?
It's USCitizensAssociation.com, and they should become a member of it if they don't have insurance and don't want insurance, because as a named plaintiff in this suit, if we succeed, those who are members of the association would receive the most direct benefit. That is an injunction against compelling the members of the association to buy the insurance. So, and it's free to join. All you got to do is go to USCitizensAssociation.com and sign up.
Great. USCitizensAssociation.com. Also, Jonathan Emord is at Emord, EMORD.com. We'll all see you up at Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois at the Health Freedom Expo, Jonathan.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you again, Robert.
All right, man. Thanks for helping me rock the health world as you always do. That's Jonathan Emord, and we are transitioning now to my dear friend Liam Sheff, who will also be at the Health Freedom Expo. He is featured in the new documentary film winning awards around the world called House of Numbers. And I call this hour the secret cause of immune deficiency because, look, there are many great advancements in understanding the root causes of immune deficiency and even immune collapse. Unfortunately, most of those breakthroughs are never reported in the mainstream media, or if they are, they are corrupted so you don't understand what they really mean. Liam is digging and getting some good stuff for us here. Liam, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. It's good to be on.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board, and I relink you to liamsheff.com so everybody sees that, that goes to the blog, and Sheff is spelled S-C-H-E-F-F.com. And what are the latest revelations coming out? It relates to cancer and AIDS, does it not?
It does. I don't have any vitamins to sell or any books to sell, so I'm clearly in it just for the love of the information. I've been researching the AIDS industry for 8.5 or so years now. It's the most corrupt industry on the planet. You can probably back that up. It's I can't name any that's worse off. A guy called Peter Duesberg in 1987 came out and said that HIV existed, but it was a harmless retrovirus. The mainstream's predictions of what AIDS was have always failed, and they've always managed to attack Peter Duesberg and a few other people for saying there's something wrong with what you're doing. I think Peter was, Andy Maniotis, a researcher friend of mine, called it Duesberg's correct mistake, and I'll just jump into it from there. What was happening in the bodies of those AIDS patients is now because genetic research and evolutionary research has gotten to the point where they're really looking deeply into the cell, very, very deeply. They're understanding that what happens in the cell when the cell is poisoned, when the cell is starving for nutrients that live in the soil, like selenium, what happens? Little particles bud out of the cell. Why? Because your DNA becomes unregulated. Now, we'll do this again, and we'll make it simple. But what I'm saying is what the research is showing me through a great guy called Cal Crilly, and I want you to look up his work on the it's all linked from your blog, is that when you don't have nutrients, your DNA overexpresses and pumps out these little cells. Back in the 70s, they called them tumor viruses because they thought they caused tumors. Hold on. Did they cause tumors? No. Then they called them oncogenes and oncoviruses. Peter Duisberg developed the genetic map for the retrovirus. Then they crucified him for saying these things don't cause every disease in the world. They don't cause all the diseases that you have in AIDS patients who have candida, who are doing too many drugs, who are starving to death in Africa. Then they started looking in who? Cancer patients, in people with breast cancer and leukemia. What did they find? Little particles, identical particles. These things are not significantly different in any way from each other. They're all in loose families. What do? They get expressed when the DNA becomes what? When it becomes unregulated. What regulates DNA? The nutrients that are found in whole. You know, all the hippie mamas in the world can rejoice. They were right. The nutrients that are found in good soil, in organic soil, not in petroleum, fertilized, pesticide sprayed soil, but in good organic soil, in good organic foods. And, you know, I'm not perfect in this regard, so I'm going to have to make some lifestyle changes based on this. But what happens is those nutrients make the DNA stable. They make the DNA stable. When the DNA is stable, it has these little things called methyl groups. There are all these little things, and they grab onto the DNA, and they tell the DNA what to suppress. And when you don't have the nutrients, those methyl groups don't happen, and your DNA starts expressing too much. It's too expressive. It starts spitting. Your cell walls get weak because you don't have the right fats and you don't have the right proteins. Your collagen breaks down because you are eating things that interfere with collagen production. All of these things go together. My goodness, you know, I'm a convert to good food a long time ago. I studied my macrobiotics, you know, the Michio Kushi and the other guys, and I was never religious about it, but I understood that it was very valuable. My goodness, were they correct? Boy, do you know, right there in the rice bran, right there in the whole wheat. What do you have? Selenium. What does selenium do? Selenium in compounds makes methyl groups. What do methyl groups do? They help regulate your DNA. When your DNA is unregulated, you produce what are called endogenous retroviruses.
Yeah, Liam Sheff is my guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and liamsheff.com, I've got a link to it. Also, ReduceTheBurden.org, he's been writing some fantastic things and revealing some things that are really quite extraordinary, and attacking the issue of scientism. What all that is about. We're going to ask him about that. Also, we're going to go further after this next break about this idea that retroviruses couldn't possibly be the cause of cancer, much less AIDS. And now coming back to those who have defended nutrition, whole foods, selenium, as the way to address the hypomethylation, the going crazy, if we will, of DNA expression out of control because we don't have the nutrients we need. That's why we do the seaweed here as well. On the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Coming right back with more powerful healing and Liam Sheff next.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Hi, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. My good friend Liam Sheff is with me here, liamsheff.com. I've got it linked up at the blog. He's uncovering some great things in the scientific realm that many on both sides, believe it or not, of the AIDS debate. Those that claim HIV causes it, those that don't, are sometimes on both sides, they're ignoring some of these things that are right out there for anybody to see. The fact that, as we've said here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, that it is a weak hypothesis, never been proven that HIV is the cause. And if we said, if anything, it may be the result of deficiencies, nutritional deficiencies, the result of toxin proficiencies, pharmaceutical drugs, pesticides, the result of poor hygiene, the result of lack of sanitation. And Liam's on, and Christopher Barr joins us now. You both guys are going to be potted up during this segment, so welcome back. And Chris, it's pretty cool what Liam's stumbling onto here.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad to read getting more exposure on this subject. I'm right now looking at the year 2002 from the United States government, a statement that selenium deficiency is commonly associated with HIV/AIDS and has been associated with a high risk of death from this disease. It then notes about children with HIV who were observed for 5 years. Those with low selenium levels died at a younger age. And there's a whole lot of other information here. I could go on and on quoting from the U.S. government that they know about this and have known at least since 2002 and are doing little or nothing about it and often even combating selenium in the marketplace.
That's amazing, isn't it? And Liam, you know, again, you're just finding this within the mainstream literature, are you not?
Yeah, it's all there. It tracks back, and I appreciate Chris's comments. Let me throw out a couple of things. You said in your intro that HIV was a result of AIDS, and I think that that's exactly right. And there's a great Australian Irish researcher called Cal Creeley, who's sort of a free spirit and a bit wild at heart, and he's written these wonderful, whimsical papers that bring to mind a little bit of Dylan Thomas, but his research is really good. He's citing the articles, and I'm looking up these articles and then finding more and more just by using the common search words for endogenous retroviruses, cancer, autoimmune diseases. What you find in all autoimmune diseases, including cancers, are all of these little tiny particles bud out of damaged cells. What they are, they may be repair mechanisms, they may be messengers, they may be, in fact, just sort of the result of a cellular explosion, but they're not the cause of the problem. The mainstream goes out of its way to let us know that they now can find things that react with so-called HIV proteins. In other words, they're antibodies or antigens. In other words, they're finding things that are supposed to be HIV in breast cancers, in leukemias. They also find these similar endogenous retroviral particles in all kinds of cancers, but then also in the human placenta. What does that mean? It means that when cells are undergoing unusual growth and deregulation, or they're trying to build blood vessels, as in a tumor or a fetus,
yes,
you're going to have the expression of these retroparticles. They are not the cause of the disease. They are the result of the disease. That's why nobody can find a single particle of so-called HIV that's very similar to any other. That's why they're always different, because they're always different.
Back to Antoine Béchamp, back to the law of the terrain, Liam, and this is all confirming that. And Chris, we've been, you know, spot on with this for many years now.
Yes, and it brings into more of the selenium. One of the things the government notes is its antioxidant activity. But one thing the government hasn't noted and that's documented about selenium is that it protects against the damaging effects of radiation. And so if it protects against that damage, it's going to protect against these HERVs. It would also bring in chromium should be examined, because one of the roles of the mineral chromium is to maintain genetic integrity.
All right, guys, stay with me. We've got to do more on this. We also have a Liberty Pulse update coming up. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, where information flows freely that transports yourself, your body, your health back to health where it belongs, because the power to heal is yours. Coming right back after this break.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, more stuff in the news. We don't even have the time to cover everything. Oh, no, recruiting lags for an Avandia drug trial. Oh, not enough people are willing to get experimented upon, evidently, in the wake of several studies linking the medicine to increased risk of heart attack. What's that? You got diabetes? You don't also want to have a drug-induced myocardial infarction? What are you thinking? Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I got another segment here with Christopher Barr and Liam Sheff, liamsheff.com and reducetheburden.org. I've got them both linked at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. And fascinating things are being revealed in the scientific literature. Chris and I have been covering the subject for many years. Liam is really digging deep and getting some great stuff going on. What about those that claim, Liam, that the AIDS drugs are saving people?
AIDS, if your key goal is to suppress these proteins that, again, occur in AIDS and hepatitis C and cancer and the placenta and everywhere else, then you can do that by destroying the cells. And that's what chemotherapy is for, and AIDS drugs are chemotherapy. I mean, they are derived from cancer chemotherapy without a doubt. And some of the newer ones called protease inhibitors will stop you from correctly producing proteins in your body. Well, good luck. Once you stop producing protein, you're on your way to an early grave. But they will also stop the production of a lot of the funguses that are symptomatic of people with real immune problems. You know, most AIDS really is wild candida overgrowth. That's what they have, and they have it for a variety of reasons. A lot of it is drug-induced immune suppression. So AIDS drugs work to kill the cells, and when you kill the cells, you can end up with a lower so-called viral load. But again, these little particles they look and act across so many immune diseases, and maybe all diseases. Nobody has really bothered to do a great, long, wide look at this. So this is new stuff. You know, right now, fighting for the right of Americans to not have genetically modified crops, to not have crazy stuff in their soil is very important. The FDA is going very, very, very crazy lately.
Oh, yeah, as they have been for a while. And, Chris, you know the whole history, as we've discussed here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But again, the things that are coming out, I mean, scientists should be embarrassed that they would hold this concept that HIV does really anything except is the result of what we've seen, selenium deficiencies and other toxic exposures.
Well, the University of Miami just 3 years ago had a study with several hundred AIDS patients that were considered worse. They had much lower immune systems. They gave them just 200 micrograms of selenium daily and noted a dramatic increase in the immune system and the good sections of the immune system, good operations. Health-giving CD4 immune system cells increased dramatically. And they even recommended that you needed to seek out better forms of selenium for better results. So they noticed a difference in this study between the different types of selenium as well. So, and that's just a few years ago. And one of the co-authors 10 years ago, this takes us back to the 90s, had noted a connection to selenium and longevity in AIDS patients. The lower the selenium level, the shorter the lifespan. The greater the selenium level, the longer they lived. So this information has been available and just overlooked or ignored for, well, going back to the 90s at the very least.
Liam, how's this fitting into all the things you're uncovering now as well?
Well, this is it. And I'm not advocating that people go out and take selenium pills. I mean, selenium is something you take in, you know, micrograms, not even milligrams, and it's best, I think, in an organic food source. So don't go and chew on horse-sized selenium pills. It'll probably kill you. But the point is to have it in as part of nutrients. It's where is it found? It's found in whole wheat. What do we do in this country? We strip mine our grains. We just strip off the outside. What the English taught it to the Asians, and the Asians ended up getting, what was it, pellagra, beriberi, something like that. Terrible, terrible diseases because they strip mined the selenium and the micronutrients off of the surface of grains. What do we expect is going to happen to us as a society after the industrial food revolution when we do this all the time?
And, Chris, you've also uncovered whole food sources so we don't have to take these synthetic varieties and these isolates of selenium that could be problematic.
Yes, and I do recommend hundreds of micrograms at a time with severe conditions like cancer and AIDS, and I've seen the positive results and never a negative one with the 800 micrograms and more.
Oh, yeah, of course. We got to reference this as a food-grown state, not a synthetic artificial isolate, a pharmaceutical-type context. We're running out of time here, guys. Liam, you're going to be at the Health Freedom Expo. The House of Numbers is showing Saturday evening, June 5th, I believe. And you'll be there helping me with the panel discussion. You'll be there also on the Sunday following to talk to people and meet them. Also, Christopher Barr, you'll be speaking after me on Sunday afternoon on You Don't Have to Diabetes.
That's right, and looking forward to it.
Everybody, come see my friends Liam and Chris. Next week, we're going to be live again in studio, and the following week, live from the Health Freedom Expo at Schaumburg, Illinois. I've got the links up to liamshef.com and reducetheburden.org. And we got a Liberty Pulse update coming up as well, tying into this subject matter, and another email question on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks, Liam. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate y'all. We got lots more healing to do. Stay with me.
Good morning, Goggers. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life.
Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
What's the greatest danger to health, freedom, and liberty? It may be government. Big government in particular. Big government bought by Big Pharma. Right now, we've got Kurt Wallace joining us with a Liberty Pulse update, libertypulse.com. This is the Drudge Report for freedom lovers. libertypulse.com. Kurt Wallace, we got some news from our good friend Mike Adams at Natural News. What's going on?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show. Always enjoy listening to your show, Robert. And this is something that a lot of people are unaware of, that there is a dioxin contamination in laundry detergents, including laundry detergents that are labeled natural. And this is something that's interesting because there is it's technically considered a contaminant, therefore it's not part of the labeling in the products, which sounds kind of crazy. When you have all this regulation going on, you would think that they would actually inform the public when there are contaminants in their laundry detergent. But this list of contaminants are it's pretty extensive, and they did an independent study. Evoxa is an independent third-party laboratory that is highly respected for its rigorous methods and high standards, and they did the product testing. And there's a list of 13 conventional brands and then 7 natural, quote, natural brands, and two of the natural brands have these contaminants in them.
Can you name
this
them?
This is important for the public to know about, and I'm very excited that we're able to talk about it on your show today.
Yeah, and my friend David Steinman, also the Green Patriot, he's helping to pull this stuff out. Do you have the names of the natural products that are contaminated with the 1,4 dioxane?
Yeah, they are Planet Ultra Liquid Laundry Detergent and Mrs. Meyer's Laundry Detergent. Some of the ones that are very popular, like Seventh Generation, do not have that in it. Life Tree does not. Ecos does not. So
also, why I encourage all of my listeners too to get a hold of Orange TKO and utilize that. Christopher Barr, my friend, was just on, also utilizes that as laundry detergent. There's also another story on Liberty Pulse that you linked to. Very important that census workers may be threatening to your very life.
Well, yeah, this is an unfortunate situation where a woman was defending her home. A census worker came to her home. She brandished a weapon, told the woman that she wasn't going to answer the census questions to get off her property. Well, the census worker reported it to their higher-ups, which went up the ladder, and the Census Bureau called the police. The police came out to the woman's private property. The woman brandished her weapon again and told the police to get off her property, and they asked her to lower her weapon. She did not do so. They felt like her movement forward was an act of aggression. They shot and killed her.
All because she didn't want to answer census questions that are not authorized by the Constitution and its enumerated powers to just simply count. It's an enumeration. Oh, man. We got lots to do.
Yeah.
Also, Rand Paul, he wins in the Republican Party thing, and there's a lot of Democrats and Republicans attacking him just because he believes in the rights of individuals, you know, to live according to the way they want.
That's correct. Now, Rand Paul has a very libertarian view on how the government should operate. The government should not be involved in policing private businesses. But this has created a misunderstanding or a miscommunication by the elite media and, of course, the sheep on the left that follow the elite media are doing the same thing as the neocons did, and they're just believing whatever they hear and don't investigate further. And so Rand Paul is having to deal with that. Now, this is, in my opinion, of course, congratulations to Rand Paul winning the Republican nomination for Senate. My opinion is that the left coming out and attacking him like this is a great sign that he's doing the right things.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Kurt, LibertyPulse.com, I want everybody to go to it. I'm out of time here. I've got a few things to cover before this week's show comes to an end. I always appreciate my Liberty Pulse updates here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Kurt.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, helping me rock the health world all over planet Earth. I've got an update on the Wisconsin bill to ban raw milk. There was a veto. The government, the weenie governor, veto. He bars most raw milk sales in dairy-rich Wisconsin. Listen to what he says. Bill supporters argued that pasteurization, which kills harmful bacteria and extends shelf life, depletes milk of beneficial nutrients. Opponents, because they're right, those guys that support it. Opponents, though, including the dairy industry, big dairy, say the threat of E. coli or Salmonella should take precedent. Whoa! The threat of E. coli, Salmonella. You think if it were really prevalent in raw milk, think about this, use your brain. If it were really E. coli, Salmonella prevalent in raw milk, you think Big Dairy would be all over supporting the raw milk freedom? Because they would have a competitive advantage over small family farmers who would dare sell raw milk. Is it really loaded with toxic and virulent pathogen strains? No, it's not. That's why they don't want the competition. Do you understand why Big Dairy can't have family farmers selling raw milk? Because you, everybody, me, we'd all be flocking there and their sales would decline. This is about monopoly. Monopoly. You raw dairy people, keep up the battle. Because Big Dairy, a bunch of wimps and wussies that can't stand on their own, they need big government to protect us from competition. Big Dairy wussies. It just boils my milk. Actually, my blood, I should say, to hear this, because I wouldn't want to boil the milk and destroy the good stuff in it. That's why we all want to see the raw milk happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and all over this great land. We got the Health Freedom Expo coming up again. Don't forget that, healthfreedomexpo.com. I've got it linked up there at the blog as well. Let's see, there were some other interesting things in the news. Common diabetes drug linked to vitamin B12 deficiency. The finding follows the 2007 decision by the U.S. FDA to adjust labeling for such medications, including metformin, to more prominently display warnings about hearing loss risks. Is this Viagra? No, this is actually a diabetes drug. The move stemmed from reports that year that regarding sudden hearing loss among users of these drugs. Well, how bad is this? Vitamin B12, they're gonna ban it unless it's synthesized by the drug companies and put back in, fortified into metformin. This is the kind of crazy stuff that goes on here. And I think I cross-referenced this with the Viagra study where hearing loss is. I apologize. But the issue here is, of course, all of these drugs reducing the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals that are used to defend you, defend your life, defend your health from big government, from big pharma, and, of course, the toxins that big government and big pharma want you all to consume and become. Protect your kids. Go organic. Whole food nutrients, seaweed, the things we talk about on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, remind everybody here, as we do every week, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.